Hello, everybody. This is Jordan at Townsend Atomics. Let's get on with an episode. It's been way too long. This is Unlimited Universal O Negative Donor IPSCs to RBCs using computer vision and machine learning. The code is just basically filler code for you to fill in for your own use cases. With just like a bit of a head start. But here we go. The process involves using somatic cells from O negative donors to create induced pluripotent stem cells, or iPSCs, which can then be directed to differentiate into hematopoietic stem cells and ultimately into functional red blood cells that lack the sickle cell mutation. I was working on sickle cell anemia a while ago, and this is a continuation of that, but it's actually a universal donor blood type, so it might as well be for anything. Where was I? Mutation. This approach has the potential to generate an unlimited supply of universal donor red blood cells that could be transferred into individuals with sickle cell disease without triggering immune rejection. While there are still challenges to be overcome in terms of optimizing the differentiation protocols, ensuring the safety and efficiency of any resulting therapies, this is an exciting area of research with promising potential for improving the lives of patients with sickle cell anemia. And we're going to list the needed optimization issues with ideal solutions using any known technology, including computer vision and inference, which is, you know, one of the fields that I like to work in. One optimization issue with this approach is ensuring the purity and consistency of the differentiated hematopoietic stem cells. This is like the third time I've said that word. This could potentially be addressed through the use of automated imaging and analysis tools that enable real-time monitoring of cell morphology and gene expression patterns and allow for rapid identification and removal of any unwanted cell types or impurities. Another area of optimization involves identifying the optimal differentiation protocols and growth factors to promote efficient and effective differentiation. I'm saying that word incorrectly and I don't know why. iPSCs into functional red blood cells. Machine learning and artificial intelligence algorithms could be trained on large data sets of cellular response data to identify the most effective combinations of growth factors and differentiation conditions. Finally, it is important to ensure that any resulting therapies are safe and effective for use in human patients. Machine learning models could be developed to predict potential toxicities or side effects of the iPSC-derived red blood cells and to optimize dosing and administration regimen. Sorry, it's been a while since I've posted, so I'm rushing. Regimens to reduce the risk of adverse events. Additionally, computer vision tools could be used to analyze imaging data from preclinical studies to evaluate the engraftment and survival of the iPSC-derived red blood cells in vivo and to inform the design of clinical trials and patient monitoring strategy. Furthermore, there is a need to develop efficient and scalable methods for the generation and expansion of iPSCs from O-negative donors. One solution could involve the use of microfluidic systems and automated imaging technologies to streamline the process of reprogramming somatic cells into iPSCs while ensuring high quality and consistency across multiple batches. And below is some sample code that could be used to automate the imaging and analysis of differentiated hematopoietic stem cells. And you're going to have to go to discussions.substack.com to read it, because I don't feel like reading it out to you. It's basically just, it uses a HAAR cascade to return regions of interest, which would be the mutated stem cells or the needed stem cells, depending on which ones you wanted. And then you remove them as needed, or you know, basically that, yeah. And then below it, this code uses OpenCV to detect and draw bounding boxes around differentiated hematopoietic stem cells in real time. Once the objects of interest are identified, additional computer vision algorithms could be used to analyze the morphology and gene expression patterns and to remove any unwanted cells or impurities, like I said. This process could be automated using machine learning techniques to further increase efficiency and accuracy. Similarly, here's some more code that could be used to train a machine learning algorithm to identify the most effective combinations of growth factors and differentiation conditions. Sorry, that word is killing me. This one involves NumPy and Skylearn. And that's about it. And it's just a data set, and you're making your own data set. This code loads different data sets of cellular response data for different growth factors and differentiation conditions, and trains a random forest classifier to identify the most effective combinations. Once trained, the classifier could be used to optimize differentiation protocols and reduce the time and resources required for experimentation. Please note that the above code snippets are just examples and would need to be adapted to the specific requirements and data formats of the project. Additionally, there may be ethical and regulatory considerations associated with stem cell research that would need to be addressed as part of any implementation plan. But if we're going to take universal blood cells, the O negatives, and turn them into stem cells so that they can become universal RBCs. Sorry, I've got this a little backwards. I'm quite tired. Anyway, that's it for tonight. Or this morning, I suppose. Yep, Jordan at Townsend Atomics. This was a mess. Next one will be better. I'll be better prepared. There's actually about 3,000 to 4,000 words for this document, and maybe I'll get to it, and I'll let you know. Otherwise, if you want to talk about this, let me know, and I'll be here. Bye for now.